escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back, folks. You know that on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock, we set aside a segment to talk to difference makers in our community, and they come to us in all kinds of different ways. And you will recall that I say that this is one of my favorite segments of the week because I've had the opportunity to learn so much about this place that we call home. And yes, we have some challenges, but we have a lot of successes, too. And we have people that really believe in our community and are out there trying to do the right thing, to improve upon it, to tell the story about our community, about the creation of our community, and where we hope to go in the future with our community. And today we have a very important guest. Daniel Hammer is the CEO of the Historic New Orleans Collection. And if you've not looked at their website and gain a better understanding of what it is that they do, you're missing out, because this is a little special thing that goes on in our city. I shouldn't say little because it's not, but it's a special thing in our city that goes on, and a lot of their exhibits are free. And it tells the story about the place you call home. So with that, Daniel, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Newell. Thank you for having me. Thanks for that wonderful introduction. I just want to start off by saying how much I appreciate the attention that you're paying to what we're doing and sharing it with your audience. So pleased to be here and have the opportunity to talk a little bit about, you know, our vision for the future of New Orleans, the things that we think the city can become if we're successful with our work to steward its history and culture and share it with the public. This place, New Orleans, is so rooted in what makes it special from the distant past all the way to the present, all of the history, all of the culture that is rooted here and has spread around the world. And, you know, it's a great asset. And if we can take advantage of it, I think the sky's the limit for what good things can come from that for our city. So really appreciate you for giving us the opportunity to share some of that with the public and for everything you do to raise awareness for what we're doing.
So, Daniel, you know, you guys have spent a lot of time. You have exhibits telling about the past, but y'all are now looking more to the future, right, and what opportunities there are and how we meet some of these challenges of the future. So talk to us about that work.
Sure. Well, you know, I think everything we do is future-oriented. At the heart of what we do is the stewardship of materials that relate to this place and what it is. And, you know, why do you even do that? You know, why collect documents and stories and histories at all, if not for the sake of posterity? You know, the whole thesis behind what we do is that generations in the future will benefit from the work we do today to document what this place is all about and what it has been in the past. And, you know, that's an eternal undertaking. You know, there is never an end to the opportunities that are out there to preserve proof of what has happened here, both in terms of documenting things as they are currently ongoing and collecting and caring for the documentation of what has happened in the past. And so that whole endeavor is all about the future and ensuring that the opportunity exists in the future to learn from what is now the present and what will then be the past. Specifically, you know, we think that there's a great deal of opportunity to help with the challenges of education that our community and all communities contend with. You know, we have resources in our holdings that can really serve the public in terms of being the things that people learn from, that kids learn from and adults learn from. And so we see our mission as being an educational one. It is an educational one. And then the other thing we do, which is so important for the future, is we provide engagement opportunities for people with things that matter. And we do that in the heart of the French Quarter. All of our buildings, we have 14 buildings here in the French Quarter, and they're all devoted to the work that we do of stewarding history and culture. And many of them are devoted to making that available to the public, either our research center where people can come and do research, or these days, more importantly, our museum facilities where people can come and engage with interesting and fun programs that showcase history and culture of this place. And I think we all know the French Quarter is a place that has a lot of tourists coming to it. And so we believe that if we can be a part of the experience for more and more tourists, it'll result in beneficial outcomes for the city in terms of what those tourists do while they're here and the way that that brings benefit to us economically and in terms of our quality of life.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Daniel, if you would, let's talk about education for a moment. I remember when, you know, coming up, and I'm trying to remember what grade I was in, but I took Louisiana history. We had to take Louisiana history. We spent a lot of time talking about, you know, the Louisiana Purchase, the creation of the city of New Orleans, how that came about. Is that still done in schools today? Do you know?
Yeah, that's still done. It's done mostly in the fourth grade and in the eighth grade. And then there's a lot of teaching about local history that takes place in high school as well, in various types of history classes. And so we have resources that help assist in teaching that history. You know, we do teacher trainings. We produce lesson plans and curricula so that teachers in their classrooms can benefit from our knowledge and our resources to teach those core lessons, particularly in the fourth and the eighth grade and again in high school. There's also a lot of teaching about local history and culture that goes on in the college level here in New Orleans. You know, we have a lot of great universities here. We have HBCUs. There's three of them in New Orleans, as well as other colleges and universities. And so all of them teach classes in New Orleans history and culture. And we engage a lot with those professors and those students as well.
I love the collection that y'all have of maps over the years. And I remember looking at maps and as the city developed and in the aftermath of Katrina, and then, you know, kind of looked at an overlay. I think it was in NOLA.com or something, and they may have gotten a lot of the information from you guys. I'm sure they did. Those folks back then knew something that we didn't pay attention to, right? I mean, it was absolutely amazing, you know, how you can connect the future to the past, and maybe the past knew some things that we probably should have followed.
Well, you're right about that, and there's a great example of that that I can think of. I used to work in the reading room here. So we have a reading room here at our research center at 410 Charter Street. It's open to the public. It's where people can come to access our collections for their research, whatever they may be interested in. And I think, I don't remember what year it was, Newell, maybe 10 years ago or so, maybe more, they were redeveloping the St. Thomas Project after Katrina. You know, they tore down almost mm-hmm. all of the original buildings that were there, and they replaced them with new buildings. It was a HUD program. And so, like any federally funded undertaking that deals with buildings that are older than 50 years old, it had to go through a historic review process according to the National Historic Preservation Act. And so in the course of that project, people became aware that St. Louis Cemetery Number 1 in the past was bigger than it had been. And they became aware of this because it was brought to the table by community consultants, so consulting parties, people in the community who got involved in the process through the Historic Preservation Act review, brought to the attention of the developers this fact from history that the cemetery is once bigger than it is now. And the reason they knew this is because if you look at maps, you can see it. It's clear as day. It's not like this was hidden knowledge. It's documented over the course of decades and decades in many different various maps. And the results of this information were transformative for the project. They had to change their plans extensively. And in fact, when you drive down Basin Street today, you see that there's still one original building from the St. Thomas housing project that's still there. And the reason for that is because if they had torn down that building, they wouldn't have been able to rebuild anything because Louisiana law prohibits construction on a site that has human remains that was once a cemetery. And so you can, if there's a building on a site that was once a cemetery, you can use it. But if you want to change that building, you know, you can't do that in a significant way. You can't tear it down and build something else.
Right.
Because once you tear down a building that was on a cemetery, you can't put something back in its place. And so I just thought that was, there was one of the news channels, local news channels, came to the research center and asked to see some of the maps, and they did a story about this. And I was just really struck by how this, this knowledge that is, you know, there, clear as day, not hidden from anyone, documented on these maps, that the people who were designing this project were completely unaware of it. It was, you know, all you have to do is look into the records and see what's there.
So, Daniel, a lot, you guys have set out on a capital improvement program, I think somewhere around $60 million or such. What's next for you guys?
Yep. Yeah, so, going back to 2019 and from there forward until 2028, we will have invested over $60 million in the capital improvement of our historic buildings in the 500 block of Royal Street. So our museum facility at 520 Royal, a lot of your listeners will know it as the old WDSU building or Brulatour Courtyard mm-hmm. building. This is where our major exhibition spaces are currently located. We have a shop there, a cafe there, all of that type of stuff. That building we opened in 2019, and that was $30 to $35 million project to renovate that building and also build a purpose-built exhibition center in the rear of that property behind the courtyard. Currently, we're undertaking a similarly major renovation of the buildings directly across the street from there at 533 Royal Street, which are the original buildings of our institution. They are the buildings that our founders, Kemper and Lila Williams, purchased in 1938, and that when they passed away, they left to form the nucleus of a museum called the Historic New Orleans Collection, which would be open to the public. And so, you know, since we opened in the early 1970s, following their deaths, we've expanded a lot and acquired new buildings and moved different aspects of our operation into them. And now for the first time, we're turning our attention back to those original buildings. It's a group of seven buildings around five courtyards that face on Royal Street at 533 and also go around in kind of an L-shaped form to face on Toulouse Street as well. And that renovation project is also approximately $30 million worth of work. So the two together constitute a $60-plus million investment in a world-class museum in the heart of the French Quarter.
I'm kind of curious for you guys. Do you get the sense that we don't really appreciate how unique historically this city is? And that it's one of the oldest cities in the country.
That's a good question. I don't think there's a lack of appreciation for it in our community. I think we are all really proud of how special New Orleans is, and for a lot of us, that specialness is related to the history, how old it is, how long the culture that we live and that we create has been around. I think a lot of New Orleanians consider themselves to be the inheritors of a historic culture and proudly, you know, own that and express it in their lives. What I think we don't do well or don't do as well as we could do is take advantage of that for our own benefit. I think that we have historically, certainly for the last 100 years or so, sold that commodity a bit too cheaply, and that we haven't done enough to come together as a community and strategically envision how we can use this asset, which is our history and culture, which is remarkably well preserved, by the way, in our city in many forms, how we can best use it to our advantage, to take advantage of the worldwide interest in it, to build a city that works for us. The French Quarter is really an attraction of amazing fortitude. I mean, there are not many places in the world that have as many visitors per year as the French Quarter of New Orleans has. I think the conventional wisdom is that about 90% of all visitors to New Orleans come to the French Quarter. So we're talking about 90% of about 19 million people a year, according to New Orleans and Company's numbers, which, you know, as I look out my window here on Charter Street from my office, I can tell you it's a very realistic number. There's a lot of people walking around at all times out here. And so, you know, the quarter represents an incredible opportunity to take advantage of that interest for our own benefit. The problem is that the reason people come to New Orleans isn't specifically the French Quarter. The French Quarter is just kind of the symbol of why they come. The real reason they come is the culture. New Orleans' tourism is cultural tourism. And culture is created by people. I mean, that's the definition of culture. It's a human product. Just like the French Quarter was built by people, our entire culture was created by people. And so the people who come visit New Orleans by the millions from all over the country and the world, they're looking to connect with that culture. And yet we've allowed the French Quarter to become a place that is less and less connected with the people of the place, less and less of relevance and value and interest, and less and less accessible to the people who call New Orleans home. And we see in this a real problem, that if the quarter doesn't somehow reestablish its connection with the people of New Orleans, reestablish relevancy with the people of New Orleans, it could have, over time, and maybe not that long time, catastrophic impact on the tourism industry and the opportunity to turn the interest from around the world into our benefit. Because the tourists may do dumb stuff from time to time. They may not always behave well, but, you know, they're not dumb. Nobody is really stupid out there. And so, you know, they won't continue to be interested in coming if their visit here doesn't connect them with the culture in the way that they're expecting. And so I think we really need to take care in New Orleans to pay attention to the quarter and its connectivity with the local population. And the pathway to that is through cultural heritage preservation. You know, like I said, we see ourselves as inheritors and owners of our culture. And so I think all New Orleanians really value cultural heritage in their lives. And so if we can take advantage of that, place that value in the quarter, give people a reason to come to the quarter, to engage in the quarter for the purpose of living their cultural heritage, learning from their cultural heritage, giving their kids an opportunity, place where they can take a field trip or educational experience to learn about their own history and culture, you know, that will in turn have a really beneficial impact on the way to, on the sustainability of our tourism industry.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to do. We're building a major museum here in the French Quarter, not because we want our tourists to have great museum experiences, but because great museum experiences are valuable for both the tourists and us at the same time. You can have in a museum gallery a group of, you know, people from Topeka, Kansas, who are all taking a Viking cruise down the river together, and a group of kids from a local elementary school standing in the same room at the same time, looking at the same things on the wall and having equally positive experiences.
That is no doubt, and that is so well articulated about why this is important. Thank you so much for all that you guys do. Daniel Hammer, CEO of the Historic New Orleans Collection. Folks, I'll remind you of one thing, too. When you go to visit their exhibits, they're free.
There you go.
It's amazing.
they
are free. I mean, and you're going to have an experience second to none. And I suspect that if you go once, you're going to go a second and third time. There's no doubt in my mind. Daniel Hammer, thank you again. Truly appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thank you so much, Earl. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.